Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised table read. We're Hello. Your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin.
Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jesse?
I am fine. I'm cooped up, but I'm fine. How are you, Alec?
I'm doing good. I'm here with my bros, getting ready to have some fun.
Aw, so
in
nice.
In the sun.
No, not in the sun. I'm inside.
Is it sunny where you're at? I'm sunny.
Yeah, it's
sunny where I'm at.
There's some sun coming in.
So it's better.
Yeah, it snowed, what was it, yesterday? 2 days
ago? Yeah, it was yesterday.
All the days blend together.
So hi,
anyway,
everybody.
This is Screen Prey.
So hi, everybody.
Screen Prey. This is a religious podcast.
Let us pray. Dear God, I want to thank you for this movie that we're about to create. Hopefully it's not full of blasphemies and swearing words.
Oh, of course.
Amen.
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 So hi, everybody. Welcome to Screenplay, the improvised table read. In this podcast, we are going to be improvising in the format of a table read, which mm-hmm. is when people get together to read out a screenplay of a movie or a TV show.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to make one up on the spot for you based off our suggestion, which is Alec talking about a movie he's seen recently. Take it away.
So yeah, I've seen a movie recently, you guys. It's a great
What
movie.
Is it?
Well, let me tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
It was the original Blade Runner.
Oh.
Oh, Harrison
in the
Ford?
Future.
With Harrison Ford. Set in the distant, distant future of November of 2019.
But that's the past.
Good days.
There were flying cars and laser guns and robots and... Oh.
Now all we have is TikTok and pandemic.
Yeah.
Life's
Why
sad.
Couldn't you save us... Life is sad.
Life
Why
is
can't
sad
it be
between...
more like Blade Runner?
Yeah.
What is Blade Runner about?
Yeah, what is Blade Runner about?
So Blade Runner, it's about Harrison Ford's character, whose name is Deckard. He is a Blade Runner,
okay.
which means that he is a cop kind of guy who's trying to take out robots
Aww.
That are disguising to be... like humans,
like androids.
Yeah, so they're androids. They have so they're called replicants. He is set out to kill four replicants that have somehow shown up on Earth. I think there's like this one part where it's like replicants are outlawed, so they're sent all to Mars. I think.
Oh, God. Okay,
Mars.
So
is cool.
So
Mars needs
and
moms.
Then like yeah, Mars Needs Moms. Fuck that movie.
Whoa!
What if they were going to sponsor us, Al? Can you imagine?
You froze. Dude, you froze so hard.
Did I?
Yeah,
you did.
You said imagine, and then you froze, so I'll never know.
I'm sorry, I'm just a celebrity trying to heal the world. Imagine all
That's
the
good.
People.
That's good.
Anyway, right, I said, what if Mars Needs Moms was going to sponsor us?
Oh, my God.
I would say no so hard.
Okay.
Are you shitting me? All right.
Anyway,
we don't have to do
one
this
of the
now,
biggest flops. So there was like a human space travel ship coming back to Earth, mm-hmm. and on it was these four replicants, and they
okay.
killed everybody on board so then they could come back to Earth. So Deckard meets up with like the guy who runs the company that made replicants, and they're like, I need to know what's going on with the replicants. And he's like, so then the CEO of the company is like, you should try out your test to see who's a replicant, who's a human. So this test is like, they'll ask people like very specific, weird questions to see how they would react. And if they react weirdly, then they're a replicant.
Interesting.
So he does this test on this woman who
okay.
I will say,
yeah,
for 1982, very attractive.
Good for her. Who is it?
I don't know her name. She was in Blade Runner 2049, but I think she's dead now.
Oh,
the actress is dead.
Alec is attracted to a dead woman.
Hey.
Hey.
But this woman's name is Rachel, so he does the test on Rachel, and, like, it goes, he goes through all these questions, like, 80 of them or something, and and then Deckard comes to the conclusion that this lady is a replicant, but a really advanced replicant who has, like, memories implanted into her, so that way she believes she's a human.
Oh, interesting.
So she's not one of the four?
She's like not one of the original. She's not one of the four. She's like the CEO's like new experiment.
Oh,
replicant.
Now, is Arnold Schwarzenegger in this movie, or am I thinking of a different future movie?
You are thinking of a different future movie.
You're thinking of Total Recall.
Total Recall. That's the one.
From here on out, I'm going to say spoilers for the original Blade Runner.
Probably. Okay.
So. One of the replicants named Pris, I think her name was, she befriends like an engineer guy named J.F. Sebastian.
JFK. Oh no.
She befriends J.F. Sebastian, and Deckard he kills one of the replicants. Like, just, like, in a chase scene. That was really cool. It was a really cool chase scene. And then like, right after that chase scene, I think he gets, like, cornered by one of the other replicants, and was it he who killed it, or did Rachel kill that one? God, I don't remember. So, anyway, that one dies. His name was Leon. And then, so only Pris and another one named Roy is still alive. But during all of this, there's some hints laid out that I didn't really pick up when watching the movie until I later looked up what the hell was happening in this movie, that Deckard might actually be a replicant also.
Who would have thought?
Because there's, like, this one scene which I think was not in the original film. It's, like, in this Final Cut director version that I watched, where there's, like, a unicorn. And, like, it's, like, Deckard just, like, remembering this memory that he has of a unicorn.
What?
And, like, because of that memory that's in his head, it shows that he's a replicant or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. When I saw this scene, it just, like, a random unicorn showing up, I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? And then Deckard and Rachel, they have sex.
Nice. Robot sex.
And then Deckard finds out where Pris is. He kills her. And then Roy shows up. And there's, like, this really weird chase scene between him and Deckard where Roy's, like, howling like a wolf. He's just going, like,
in the Wolf of Wall Street when he's like,
sure. And then at the very end, oh yeah, that's another thing about the replicants. The reason why they want to come back to Earth is because they're all dying. They only have a 4-year lifespan, which is kind of like the fail safe for them. It's like, sure, they have, like, all these human emotions and whatnot, but they can only be alive for 4 years. So during this chase scene, Roy's, like, coming to the end of his lifespan, and he dies.
Nice.
not by Deckard's hand or anything, but
he just runs out of time.
Oh, that's a good movie.
And then when Roy dies, just, like, a dove flies away, and I'm just like, okay.
Nice.
So that's right. Blade Runner. In as many words as I can say, it's a weird movie. It's a good movie, but a really weird movie.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I've heard enough.
You've heard enough.
All right. Wait, let me just summarize it for myself. Future, police, robots. Got it. Let's do it.
There you go. There you go. All right. Let's get started. Exterior. Rainy city, night. the neon lights of the signs of the city lights are cascading around and illuminating the wet streets. A man starts walking, is seen walking down a lonely and abandoned alley, and he knocks on a door. A person slides open the door. What's the password?
It's Unicorn Baby. Let me in.
The door slides, the door shutter slides back, and the door clicks open. The man walks into a shady bar where the seedy underbelly of the city all live.
They all live in the bar.
They have beds there, and
you know, you know what I mean.
He sits at the bar and he orders a drink. Whiskey neat, please.
When the bartender hears him and he gives him a martini because that's what he asked for. One martini, sir. You look new here. I don't recognize ya.
I am new. My name's George. I moved into the apartments a couple blocks that way.
How you feeling, George?
Depressed. Now, I am depressed.
George, I hate to do this to you, but I do work off of tips, so I see you've been eating lots of those nuts, and those nuts are my only source of income. I don't make money.
All right, fine. He sets his plastic card down on the bar because it's the future.
The man leans over with his eye, and his eye scans it. Payment accepted.
Listen, Listen, bartender.
Yes,
I'm right here. I'm depressed because I'm a cop here in the big city.
You're a cop! Everybody runs around. There's chaos.
Settle down, everybody. Settle down. It's okay.
Everybody settles immediately.
Goes back to immediate.
Yeah, they go back to whatever they were doing.
I'm not at work right now. You're all fine.
A large man walks up with a billiards cue in his hand. Oh yeah, how do we know we can trust you?
I honestly don't know what to tell you, big guy. I'm not arresting you right now, and I can see that you're carrying a large knife in your pocket. That's illegal.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, sir.
You're talking about this? He pulls it out. This is just a keepsake. I'm just holding it for a friend.
Ah, well, it's illegal, buddy.
Would you like some orange juice while you're here?
No, thank you, barkeep.
Okay.
But tips, I will pay. I will
tips
pay
are
you.
Appreciated. Oh, you'll pay me.
Just for the time, since I am playing billiards.
He leans over and scans it with his eyes. Payment declined. The fuck, man!
That was a test.
I can cover your tab if you have a little information for me, big guy.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The big man sits down at the bar. What does a cop like you need information about?
Crime, mostly. I'm a cop.
I guess that would explain it. Well, what specific crime?
I'm looking.
There's a lot of crimes.
Listen, I'm looking into a trafficking ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're trafficking androids. They're sending them to and fro to do slave work and such. You know, the big wigs. Goes all the way to the top. But I need to know who's running them. He puts his card on the bar.
The barkeep scans it.
I appreciate the tip, but why'd you pay me? Usually I only take it if I feel like I've done something.
This is for not saying anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so now shut up and get out of my face.
All right, would you like some orange juice before
no.
I go?
No, thank you.
What about apple juice?
No, thank you.
Lemon juice. Oh, lemonade.
Listen, big fella, you gonna talk or what?
All right, I'm leaving. He leaves.
You're talking about the Moriarty Corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about the Moriartys. They come around this spot. Around this time.
They come with robots? Androids?
They come with an android or two. Kind of as backup, you know?
Mm-hmm. They're trained to kill, you know.
They are.
One of them killed my wife.
Jesus.
I know, that's why I'm depressed. It happened like 3 days ago.
Oh my god.
I know.
Are you sure you should be working the job right now?
It's the only sauce I got.
I feel like that's kind of like a point of conflict with, like, this case. Like, is that a thing that you can do?
What do you know about police work? I'll shoot you. I'll shoot you right in the face.
Oh, my God. Look, man, all I know is from those old cop shows. NCIS, I used to watch that back in my little boy days.
Uh-huh, I remember NCIS 2025. I used to watch
it. The door slams open. A big gaggle of group people come in. There's a tiny guy who's wearing a big cloak, and behind him are a group of four individuals that are kind of surrounding him in like a squarish formation. He has a cane, and he's taking his time walking over.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's one of the Moriartys.
Mm. He sits down right next to him.
Barkeep, where'd you go, barkeep? Hey, can I drink your orange juice? I see you're not drinking it. He left it here for you. He's a good man.
Yeah, by all means, you can drink it.
He takes the orange juice and he gives a little sip.
One of the androids accidentally bumps into the big man.
Hey, you watch yourself. You no good non-living thing.
The android twists his neck.
Ow. That didn't feel well.
It doesn't kill him.
No, it doesn't kill him. You didn't say that it killed him. Just twisted my neck.
No. Yeah, listen, like buddy. A good chiropractic thing.
Your robot there assaulted my friend.
Your robot assaulted my friend?
No, your robot no. assaulted my friend.
Oh. Well, you're in my bar right now.
You own this place?
I do own this place. Do you see the name of the bar? It says the Moriarty Bar in big letters. It's my bar.
Yeah, that's why they come around here a lot.
That's why we come here, because we own this place.
I should have mentioned that part.
Honestly, yeah, I probably should have noticed I am a detective.
You live here, dude. A bunch of people live here. It's weird, but we let you live here.
Yeah, they are kind of hospitable about that.
Listen, Mr. Moriarty, I'm going to have to take you downtown.
Okay. Let's go.
All right.
Sounds lovely.
Cut to... In the squad car, Moriarty and his four androids are, like, stuffed in the back seat.
They're all eating ice cream.
Our character George sits up front, and he's driving. He's driving downtown.
I'm going to be honest, detective policeman.
Yeah.
This has been
his
nothing...
His name is George, sir.
Oh, thank you, android. This has been nothing short of a wonderful trip. I'm really enjoying my time going downtown.
Yeah, well, you're luckier than most. Some people don't talk me into buying them ice cream.
I know. Rocky Road is not what I got. Too bad. I was really debating. Shut the fuck up.
Mr. Moriarty, when we get in there.
Get in where?
To the police station.
What? We're going to the police station?
Sir, I am a detective. We have been going to the police station this whole time.
I thought we were going downtown.
We are. That's what that means.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I'm not telling you anything.
See, that's what I was going to talk to you about.
Okay.
Listen, when you get in there, I know you're going to be inclined to hire yourself a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I would say don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Because we know a lot. And we're taking...
See, here's what you think.
What? His face is demeanor, like against...
His demeanor changes and he leans right up against...
His face like right against the cage.
Yeah.
Wait, where's my microphone?
You think that because You're gonna bring me downtown and not in the fun way. Then I'm gonna sit idly by and let you arrest me? I have friends everywhere, young man. Now, me and my androids thought that this was an ice cream trip. That's why we haven't broken out yet. Mark my words, the next red light that you'll stop for, and you have stopped at all the red lights, you goddamn cop, we're gonna break out. Also, I'm gonna kill your daughter, too.
Oh my god. Sir.
Yes, British android.
Oh my god.
Oh no, you're not British. Never mind. I misheard that accent.
I just kept going with the accent that I said.
Mr. Moriarty, you can't threaten a cop like that.
I'm telling my brothers about this.
You're telling Jeff and Steven?
I'm telling Jeff and Steven. Yeah.
George pulls up to a red light.
Oh.
A person starts walking across the crosswalk, but stops right in front of the cop car. They pull out a laser gun.
Duck! Boom! The car, boom, it goes right. It's like, have you seen like the Star Wars episode 8? Yeah, where it just shoots through and like all the sound stops. That's what happens. It goes right through, completely killing one of the androids. It blows up. It was the one.
Sure.
And so now the car is in half, pretty
right.
much.
Yeah, the car's split in half. Moriarty and the rest of the androids are on one's half, and then George is on the other half.
Moriarty, he takes his cane, he gets up slowly. Well, I'll be seeing you around. And then he gets up and he walks out.
And then one of the androids picks him up, puts him on their shoulders, and then they run away.
Like that's adorable. Like a wildebeest.
On all fours.
Yeah, he's like riding them like a horse.
That's fucking incredible.
Cut to the like the bullpen at the detective's office.
Oh yeah, yeah.
George, like, he's like holding like a cloth against his bloodied head, and he's sitting at his desk typing.
Tap 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 tap. The police chief walks up to George. What the hell happened?
Big laser like Star Wars. You know that old movie Star Wars?
Yeah, I remember that old movie Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the ones from 1980. I'm talking about the one from 18? One from like 100 years ago?
That was from 2017. Oh, I know my Star Wars.
Okay, man.
Was it from 2017? I don't know.
Shut up, Dave. Shut up, Dave.
I'm sorry. I wanted to let you know, Chief, of a reported crime. Because we're a police station and all.
All right, what's the crime?
Well, somebody stole something.
Oh my goodness.
Paperwork on it. Jesus. Chief, this man is hurting right here.
Literally.
If only you knew. And then he walks away.
What was that character's name? Dave?
Dave.
All right, I'll remember that.
Okay, good.
Chief, we have to bring these Moriartys down. They're running androids all over the city.
That's going to be tough.
Those
Moriartys, they basically own everything.
You know, everything. They own everything in this city.
They own the city. They even own my daughter.
They own your daughter?
Yes.
What? Like how?
She like works for them.
Oh, so like she's an employee. She's not like a slave.
Yeah, but she might as well be a slave.
Well, we all might as well all be slaves.
Hey, I feel that. They knuckle bump.
that's capitalism, man.
I fucking hear that shit.
Ayo.
Fuck that. I thought since the 2020 coronavirus, I thought capitalism would be an outdated thing.
Yeah, you'd think they would.
But no.
Honestly, I can't get over the whole... Anyway.
Anyway.
I need to start interviewing witnesses from that apartment building, the one that they were housing the androids in.
All right. I give you clearance to do that.
All right. Thank you. I had one of the girls come in. She's in interrogation room B right now. I'm going in.
All right. I'll be all on right. standby.
Okay. Cut to interrogation room B. A young woman is sitting across a metal table. She looks nervous. George walks into the door, And he
walks into the door.
What a fucking idiot.
George opens the door and he's like, sorry, I've hit my head twice today. he closes the door behind him and he sits down. He can see himself in the mirror that's across the one-way mirror that's across him.
Listen. On the other side of the one-way mirror is the police chief and Dave.
And Dave, yep.
Hi, my name's George Abernathy. I'm the detective who asked you to come in today. Could you state your name for the record?
Trudy!
What was that? You're yelling.
Trudy.
Trudy. All right.
No, Trudy.
Trudy. That's what I said.
No, you said Trudy.
It's one syllable.
Once.
What? Trudy.
Trudy.
Okay, it's two syllables. That's what I'm saying.
It cuts back to the chief and Dave. Man, he really hit his head hard.
Star Wars came out in 2018.
Come back to the interrogation room. All right, Trudy, listen. What have you noticed about your neighbors?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you were told, but I'm also the landlord of the building.
Oh, I wasn't told
of the
that.
Building, of the floor.
Of the, only the floor.
I'm the landlord.
All right, well, listen,
Yes, well, here's what I noticed.
What do you know about your tenants, then?
My tenants. Here's what I noticed about my floor tenants. They haven't paid.
Okay.
Yeah, they're also noisy.
Like, noisy how? Like, whirring and gears
like
and stuff?
Noise. What?
No, I mean, like, do you hear, like, like whirring noises or gears or, like, maybe, like, internal fans?
No, I do hear people yelling about robots, but I don't know about...
Well, no, that's good. Tell me more about that. What do they yell about the robots?
Well, they say things like, is the new shipment of robots coming in? And something else about robots? You know, I don't know. I try to keep... I'm a good landlord. I respect their boundaries, but at the same time, I enforce the rules, you know? Yeah, but I haven't enforced them paying, because they haven't paid.
Have you... Have you noticed any androids on your floor?
Yes, all the time.
And you didn't think to report that? Maybe that's,
It's illegal?
Well, it's not illegal, but, like, it's kind of odd, you know, a whole floor of robots.
I mean, you know, I don't judge.
Right, I understand that you don't judge.
You know, in this day and age, you can't judge.
You're right.
Yeah.
You cut back to the police chief and Dave. They're just snapping. You can't judge.
No, you can't. Except in court, boss.
That's very true. That's very true, Dave.
All right. Can I stop snapping now?
Cut back cut back to interrogation room B. All right.
I'm going with you.
What?
You can't. I cannot in good conscience let you go to my floor without me.
All right. Fine. I have to interview all of your neighbors.
All the androids?
Yes, all the androids. I need to figure out where they're being shipped to.
China.
What? Are you just guessing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, let me just do the police work and you just let me into the building, okay?
I don't... All right. The code for the front door. Are you writing this down?
I'm writing this down.
It's 6.
Okay, 6.
That's it.
Just 6.
Yeah. I'm a good landlord.
Have you had a lot of break-ins recently?
Actually, yes.
It's because your code is 6.
So if I made it like 2, do you think that would be better?
No.
Oh.
Cut 2. Outside of the apartment building, George and Trudy are getting out of the police car and they're going up the elevator to her floor.
Trudy's eating ice cream.
it's daytime. People are going to and from work. There's vendors out on the street.
Hot dog! Get your hot dog!
Get your robot hot dog!
Oh, see, there's one right there.
Yeah.
Android. They're everywhere.
Does he live on your floor?
Yeah, he does. Hi, Bill.
Bill, come here.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. Listen, I need
you like a robot hot dog?
No, it's mostly metal and nuts. I don't eat those.
I'll take one. I don't judge.
Stop. Stop.
Thank you. You're really helping my livelihood.
Wife. She lays her card out.
He scans it. Transaction accepted.
Yay! Right, can I have robot mustard, please?
Of course. He lifts his shirt, and one of his nipples is mustard.
Fuck yeah.
He just squirts a little bit on. He does like a little zigzag of mustard on the hot dog. Good.
Bill, I need you to pay attention to the questions I'm going to ask you now.
Oh, sorry. He puts his shirt back down.
Okay. You live on Trudy's floor, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
When did you show up there?
About 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Okay. Where are you being shipped from here?
Shipped? You know about... How do you know about shipping?
I'm a detective.
What?
I'm just a measly hot dog vendor. I don't know anything about shipping,
listen,
sir.
Bill, get yourself together. You tell me where you're going.
Look, sir. I'm just a hot dog vendor. I ain't nobody.
You said that already. Listen,
it's repeating.
There's androids being illegally shipped.
Bill's head blows up. Bill, no.
Well, that really sucks. He didn't pay his rent.
And
now he's dead.
Yeah, that could have. It could have been. I can't eat this hot dog.
I don't know why I bought it. She throws it on the ground. It goes clink, 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 clink.
No, I'm.
Listen, a robotic Trudy. Crow comes down and like picks at it.
Listen, Trudy, let's go up to your let's go up to your floor. We need to talk to more residents.
All right. Then she goes up to the number thing. She presses 6. The door doesn't open. Oh wait, maybe it is 2. She hits 2, and the door buzzes and opens. God
damn it. They get in the elevator and they go up to the 6th floor. They get off. All right, I need to know. All right,
this is my floor.
Okay, who's the noisiest on this floor?
Probably me.
I meant, who's the noisiest robot living on this floor?
Oh, it's probably Bill, actually.
Okay, Bill is dead. Who's the next one?
Oh, probably Igor.
All right, let's go talk to Igor. Which one is his door?
It's that one. Okay. Oh, no, wait. No, it's that one. No, okay. Wait. Igor is that door.
That's a good mnemonic. All right, he knocks on the door.
Igor, it's me! Igor!
We transition inside of the apartment. It's very dark inside, but we can see a slight movement in the shadows.
Igor, open your door! Igor!
From outside the door, they're able to hear a slow whirring of slow whirring sound.
Igor! Igor, it's me!
I know that sound. I'm gonna kick in the door. Ready?
No,
before he's able to kick in the door, the lock unlatches and the door opens slightly ajar.
See, aren't you glad he didn't kick in that door?
Yeah, that's good. Igor?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm with the police department. I need to ask you a couple questions.
Can I have a moment to say hello to my landlord?
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Hi, Igor. How are you doing?
Hello, Trudy.
How are your plants?
They're fine. The water's going great. Thank you for turning that on for me.
Of course. I mean, you are 2 years behind on your rent, but I love your little face. She grabs his cheek. You're a little cheek. All right, Igor, is it okay if we come in? We have a couple questions.
I wasn't expecting visitors.
Well, what happens when the police show up at your door. Listen.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Come on in, then.
An android killed my wife, and I don't like your kind.
Do you know who the android was?
Oh.
Well, no.
Do all you guys know each other?
Yeah, we have like a database.
Oh.
We keep track of our kills. It's like a scoreboard.
Wait, kill? Do you all kill people? Bill doesn't kill people, did he?
No, Bill was low on the scoreboard.
Oh, oh good.
I'm low there as well.
Just... Yeah, you better be. Sit down.
Okay. Igor sits down.
Listen, there's illegal shipping of androids coming throughout the city, and we think they're using this building as a distribution center. What do you know?
Well,
I'm gonna help myself to some tea. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You are today.
So it's just Igor and George right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Igor sits up slowly from his chair. I'll tell you.
Okay, I'll do tell it. You,
John. I'm trying to be dramatic, Jesus.
Okay, God, okay.
The Moriarty family, they want androids on every single inch of this earth.
Why?
Because I believe they want to take out the entire human race. They only want the Moriarty family to be alive.
Interesting. And they're using this building as a distribution center?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Where I'm going?
Yeah, where are you being shipped?
Oh, I'm going to Kokomo. It's very nice.
Oh, wow, that sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Probably don't have to work or anything there.
Yeah, I think I'll just have... Once they flip the kill switch, I'm going to have to start killing people, but that'll just be me and a couple of the other androids.
Right, I get it. Know? That's what happens. That's capitalism for you.
Yeah, it's capitalism. I mean,
whatever. Anyway!
What?
Are you willing to testify against the Moriarty family?
If they know... They would destroy me immediately.
They're gonna destroy you anyway. You're junk to them.
I'm not junk. I'm not. I feel. I love.
You love?
Why do you think I'm so willing to let Trudy into my place?
Are you in love with Trudy?
I mean, look at her.
I mean, she's so nice. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, she's kind of a dingbat, but...
What are you talking about?
Do you know the code to your building is 2?
Well, yes. All other androids could only think in ones and zeros. She was one step ahead of them.
Wow, I didn't think of that. Okay. I shouldn't have judged.
Trudy walks back. How's everybody doing?
We're fine. We're fine. Do you know Igor can love? He's a robot that can love.
Oh, I know. We've been fucking.
Shut up.
I mean, we haven't been fucking. In exchange for rent.
Okay, well, that is another crime that we need to talk about.
What? Fucking? Are you, how dare are you?
No, not that.
I don't judge. You shouldn't either.
No, listen. I judged you and I shouldn't have, but listen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't be collecting rent in terms of... favors like that.
What favor? You mean like sex?
Yes, I do mean that.
Okay. So what are you all talking about? You're talking about the Chinese shipment?
It's not going to China.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to Kokomo.
Oh, you're going to Kokomo?
It's lovely.
Listen, we need him to testify, and he says he won't do it.
No, I don't blame you.
Can you talk him into it?
Truly? No, I wouldn't testify either.
Why?
Because it's the Moriarty brothers.
I know, we need to take them down.
Wait. Why don't I put this together? One of them lives on my floor.
Oh my goodness.
We cut to the Moriarty brothers' apartment.
All three of them live in the same apartment.
Yeah,
it's like the penthouse.
Yeah.
All three of them have like a little cane.
Yeah.
And they all got like a little cape. Each of them got like a little cape on.
I'm imagining but one's like, a penguin, one's like, kind of.
I want one of them to be, like, obscenely tall.
Yeah, one of them's really tall and skinny.
And he's, like, the younger one.
One's super tall, one's kind of short and plump, and the other one's kind of, like...
Like, regular build.
Like regular build.
Normal build. Average build.
But they all have their canes.
Yeah, they all have canes. They're all sitting in the center of this living room.
Go fish.
All right, my turn. Do you have any sevens?
Go fish.
Ugh, crap.
So, brothers.
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Wait, the shipment.
Point of order. What are the brothers' names again?
What was the first guy's name? Was it just like a Moriarty person?
Do we ever establish?
We established what the brothers' names were because I said his brother's John and something else.
Oh fucking
fuck!
No,
I don't remember.
Look at how thin my hair looks, though. Dude,
I do not remember.
I don't remember either.
All right. We don't remember the Moriarty brothers' names, so we're going to come up with new ones right now.
Sorry, everybody. Ugh.
John and...
A fucking J name.
They're all J names.
John and John James.
And John and Jingle and Heimer Schmidt.
Heimer Schmidt, okay.
I call Heimer Schmidt.
Okay, you could be Heimer Schmidt.
Okay, brothers.
Brothers, the shipments. Point of order.
Let's talk about the shipment.
Everything going as scheduled?
I do believe it is, brothers.
Thank you, Heimer Schmidt.
You're welcome, Jingle.
John.
Yes?
Do you have anything to contribute?
Thank you, Jingle and Heimer Schmidt.
You're welcome.
Listen.
John, how was your little cop car excursion?
Oh, it was quite terrible indeed. We killed one of our androids, but I
You did what?
Did you know? Well, I was going to our bar, uh-huh. And then I met a man, and he said, "Let's go downtown." And I said, "Oh, great, we can get ice cream along the way."
Yes, of course. And then what else would downtown?
Right, exactly. That's what you do when you go downtown.
Of course.
And then after we got ice cream, he was driving us, and I thought, "Oh, he's going to take me home," but he wasn't taking me home. He said he was taking me to the police station.
What? How rude!
I know.
Horrible.
I don't understand. Anyway,
John, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
It's okay, Heimer Schmidt. It's okay. Anyway, Jingle.
Yes.
Do you have the reports? How is the plan going then?
The plan is going according to plan.
Oh, good.
There has been.
What?
It's been what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my train. There has been a... there has been a... How do you say hiccup?
Hiccup.
A hiccup, you say?
I do say. How do you say?
Okay, hiccup. What is the... I say hiccup like hiccup. How do you say
it? Hiccup. How many syllables?
It's two syllables.
I say it like... Hiccup. Hick up.
Right.
People say hick cup. I say hiccup.
Well, there's two C's, so you would say hiccup.
I say hiccup.
Hop. Hiccup. Hiccup. Hiccup.
What's this hiccup?
What is the hiccup?
Well, a boat is missing.
A boat?
One of our shipment boats?
One of our shipment boats is gone. I don't know where it went, but I looked at it and I said, what a hiccup. A hiccup. Hiccup.
Did you say hiccup or hiccup?
Hiccup! Hiccup! Pick up!
Anyway, hiccup. What do you think happened to it? Stop!
Well, either it sank, the mm-hmm. androids turned themselves on, and they steered the boat in a different direction,
uh-huh.
or it just... the powers that be made it disappear.
You're right. It could be the powers that be.
The powers that be really do be like that sometimes.
They do be like
that. Yes, they do. Why don't we turn on the tracker and try to find the boat? Did you think of that?
Heimer Schmidt walks over to his computer.
No, he wobbles. like a penguin.
And then he starts tip-tapping on his keyboard and brings up a tracking device program on his computer. Ooh, let me just turn on... What android was on that shipment boat, do you think? Was there a particular one at all?
I mean, there's lots of them.
Just right, say one of them. I'll start tracking him. Was Carol on there?
I don't know.
I don't think Carol was on there. I think.
Or was she on the other one?
No, she was on the other one. I think you're talking.
Oh, you're right.
You're thinking of Marvin.
Marvin.
Oh, I love Marvin.
I know he's what a silly guy.
Marvin's such a silly android.
There's a knock at the door.
Oh, who could that be?
Who could that be?
It's Trudy. Hello.
It's Trudy.
Oh, what a gal.
Androids. One of them comes out of like nowhere. Open the door. Open the door for us.
It assembles in that moment, just like it's like the Iron Man suit assembles, but it's an android.
All right, open the door. Open the door for us.
Yes, please.
The door opens, and Trudy and the policeman is George. They're standing there with Igor.
Oh, brothers.
Brothers.
Oh. I do believe we have company.
Oh, I recognize this man. He was from the bar.
Oh,
you do. Wait,
from the bar?
The one who took me to get ice cream. And then I almost killed with a laser.
He's going to get us ice cream.
I don't think he's
going to
get us ice cream.
I would love some ice cream.
Jingle, he's not getting us ice cream.
Another android, please get us ice cream from down the street.
Rocky Road. No, not for Rocky Road. Mint.
I will take chocolate chip cookie dough, please.
Wait, take the chocolate chips out of the mint. I don't want any chocolate chip mint.
You just want mint ice cream.
Mint ice cream.
Fine, I'll have chocolate, and I'll have all of his chocolate chips, please. Put them in.
And sprinkles, yellow ones.
And sprinkles.
And android flies away.
Come in.
That's enough. All of you, sit down, right now.
We are sitting. Look at us.
Do I need to come over there, though? I'm at my computer.
I'm sitting in front of the cards. And it's my turn, by the way. Do you have any fours?
No. Go fish.
Oh, I fished my wish.
Listen, all of you.
Okay.
I know what you're doing.
Go fish?
No, not that. You're sending shipments of robots around the world.
I'm not going to deny it. We are.
Oh, okay. You confess.
What are you going to do about it?
Arrest you?
Why?
Because you're going to have all the robots kill everybody.
You don't know that.
Yeah, whoa. I do. Yes, I
do. How?
What?
Igor told me.
Igor, what the shit, man? Come on! That's such a shitty move, Igor.
Come on, I thought we were bros. Listen, I mean, we're bros, but, like, I thought you were a bro.
Igor's willing to testify, so you're all going downtown with me.
I'm sorry, this is such a bad idea.
Wait. We're going downtown.
not to get ice cream to the police station.
Oh, well, I don't want to do that.
Well,
The android with the ice cream flies back in. Doles out the ice cream to the three brothers.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
The android self-destructs.
Listen, you three Moriarty brothers, you're all under arrest for conspiracy to commit homicide.
Well, obviously, we can't let that happen. Right, brother?
Of course, brother.
Right, other brother?
Of course, brother.
So?
So what do you... So, I don't want us to be in jail, Mr. Detective Man. What can we do to make this right?
How about we give you money?
What if we give him a lot of money?
Okay, how about that? Name your price, sir.
I don't have a price. The only price is justice. An android killed my wife.
500 million.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
Oh, and you say an android killed your wife, huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, let me just look at the scoreboard. What was your wife's name, mayhaps?
It was Amy.
Amy?
Amy. Amy Abernathy.
Yep.
He type.
Which android killed my wife?
Heimerschmidt types into types is
Amy Abernathy into his database. Let me see. He pinpoint a cursor is pinpointing all around the globe at different androids that are stationed around the globe, and
it's like an Overwatch. Okay, no, that's a news friend. Never mind.
The map starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's in the city. The android's in the city.
I seem to have detected which one was it. It seems to be Igor.
Igor, you son of a gun.
What? I swear. I thought my score was low.
Their data doesn't lie.
My Igor would never.
Shut up. Yes, he would. Look at him. He's an android.
I'm looking at him, and I've looked at him every night for the last 2 years. In bed. And we have the intercourse.
I understood.
The sex.
Yes, yes. I've never killed. What is happening? My memories, they're not my own.
What?
What happened to me?
Oh, Igor, you're so silly.
So silly, brother. Igor.
So stupid.
Idiot.
Dumb fucking
shit. You stupid little swine. I could step on you and I would not feel a thing.
I could bake you in the oven. Yum, 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 yum. Make bacon.
I could hang you from this window, and I could use you to wash the other windows.
Very intuitive.
Thank you.
Well, you see, Igor, check out this shit.
Heimer Schmidt pulls up a video on his laptop, and it's security footage from outside of George and Amy's apartment. Amy is carrying a load of groceries towards the apartment building. She's typing in the apartment code number.
She types 3.
And the door, and she starts to get the door open, but we suddenly see Igor come up from the street, and we see a laser pointed at Amy, and it shoots.
Igor, I'm gonna kill you.
That wasn't me.
Prove that. That's the proof right there in that video.
It does look like you, young Igor, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Igor. And Igor. We make all of our androids differently.
That's
Igor,
right.
Igor, no! Igor, you wouldn't! Igor! Igor! Igor!
What do you have to say for yourself, Igor?
Igor, say something! Igor! 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 Igor!
I'm not like that. Igor sprints away.
Oh, I'm not gonna run after him.
Oh. There he goes.
There he goes.
Running There's away from his problems.
Now here's the question, young detective. Are you going to stay here and question us, or are you going to go after the man who killed your wife?
I'm going to go after the man who killed my wife.
All right, we're going to go do more illegal things.
I'm having you arrested.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, yeah, I can't. I've been recording this whole conversation.
Well, that's rude.
Sorry. He jumps out the window.
Oh my god.
He puts on like a parachute and flies.
Like the the wingsuit.
Yeah, when he wingsuits.
Who dog one minute, brothers?
And Hammerschmidt types some things into his laptop, and he presses the space bar, and all of a sudden we do several different shots of androids around the world. Suddenly, like their eyes like beam up, they're being called in.
The kill switch has been flipped.
The kill switch has been flipped all on George Abernathy.
There's really intense scenes of murder. Really, really graphic stuff.
As the androids just, like, walk, like, start walking, and they're, like, they're like walking through buildings and like
through people.
Humans are like, what the hell is going on? And then they just like,
they just start murdering people left and right. Yep.
They go to a hospital. It's brutal, man.
any human that gets in their way.
They go to the children's ward. Fuck, dude.
It's really dark stuff, yeah. It's like, you don't really want to watch this.
No.
It's like that one scene from it, of the younglings from Star Wars.
Second Star Wars reference.
Except for it's like if you see the younglings get killed.
Oh, we actually see the scene.
We actually see the murder.
Yeah. They gouge out one of the eyes like in God of War.
Oh my god.
They throw him off the building. Oh my god, it's
brutal stuff. They use that body to kill another and kill another kid.
Fuck, that shit's wild. Alright, so they're killing people.
Cut to...
George is still...
George is like, he's running in the street and he's like laser gunning androids as they're killing people. And he's running after Igor. And he's kind of catching up on him a little bit.
Igor is jumping and running all out of everybody's way. He isn't triggered by the kill switch.
Igor, stop running!
I need to show my innocence. All of a sudden, they run up. Igor stops.
And George runs right into the back of him. Ow!
He hit his head. Do you know where this place is, George?
No, what is this?
Look, it's your apartment building.
Oh! What?
From 3 days ago, where my wife was killed.
Yes.
Igor, why did you kill my wife?
You were getting too close.
Too close to what?
The truth.
Tell me the truth, Igor. Just tell it to me.
I told you that we all were being shipped out to kill the entire world.
Yeah, I can see that.
Our main objective, though, before the killing, was to love.
Like to feel love?
Yes. To spread love.
But robots aren't capable of love.
Fuck.
So I don't understand. Also, what does this have to do with killing my wife?
I wanted to feel love like your wife felt. I don't know. I was in a bad place. I was in the wrong headspace, man. It was bad time.
You just kind of killed my wife as a crime of cold-blooded opportunity.
I could feel that she loved, and I wanted to love, so I felt if I killed her, maybe I could love like her. Does that make sense?
No, that's kind of stupid logic.
Well, I guess I have only been paying. I don't know. I'm sorry. Igor falls to his knees. Do what you must.
Bang, he shoots him.
You see, we pan out to like a sky shot, like a drone shot.
Buildings are on fire. Helicopters are falling out of the sky.
We see a large army of androids converging onto George's point. We cut back to the Moriarty brothers.
Igor died.
Oh, unfortunately.
I've been watching the statistics.
That poor android.
Oh, he's so silly. He's so silly.
Is it time, Trudy,
how are you doing?
Well, Igor's fucking dead. You know what? I'm gonna say it.
Bang!
You guys are
one of the brothers shoots Trudy in the head.
Oh my god.
She knew too much, brothers. She knew too much.
Well,
she
brother,
did know too much.
Do you think it's time we flip the final switch.
The love switch?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
What were you thinking, brother?
Yeah, what switch were you thinking?
No, it's the love switch.
The plan all along was the love switch.
What are you petting over there?
It's my cane. I'm rubbing it.
Oh, okay.
It has a shiny diamond.
All right, flip the love switch.
Love switch. Love switch. Flip it, please. Heimer Schmidt
pulls up a dialogue box on his laptop. He says, flip the love switch. Yes, no, exit out. He presses the yes button.
Oh, thank God. I was worried you would X that one out, brother.
Don't worry. It's an easy prompt to come back up. It's fine.
All right. Well,
brothers.
It's time we did it. The cyanide.
We've made a better world.
We cannot be implicated.
You're right. Well, why do we? Right. If we can't be implicated, why should we kill ourselves?
Well, that's right. We should all kill each other. Heimer Schmidt.
John.
Jingle.
John. It's a standoff.
All right, on the count of three, pull the trigger.
One, two, three.
The lasers fire and all three of them fall down dead. Cut back to George, who is standing in like the middle of an alleyway as the androids converge on his position. They all start to hug him.
Aww.
He shoots himself in the head. Cut it. That's it. He cut himself at the end.
What? What the fuck? He can never love the robots.
Well, he can't love if he's not with his true love, Amy, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Also, that robot. He just doesn't like androids because they killed his wife 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Bro, I was trying to bring Dave back and all that.
I don't care.
Oh, fuck. I totally forgot about Dave and the police
chief.
That's
okay. That's okay.
It's okay. What did Dave know?
We'll never know.
Wait, we could always do an after credit scene.
After credit scene.
It's the after credit scene. Dave is...
Dave walks into the Moriarty's apartment. You see him looking around.
He kicks Heimer Schmidt's dead body.
Heimer Schmidt rolls over, and he just rolls down because they're at the top of the lawn. Oh.
And then
you see Dave sit at the computer. He starts typing. Enter.
Dave smiles, and as he does, he pulls off his face, and underneath it
is his wife.
Amy?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I was going to say it was like the original Igor or something, but I like the wife.
I like that's better. I like every character died.
And the one character that did die and has been dead the entire time is not actually dead. Yeah,
I love that.
All right, good
shit. What is that one called?
I'm thinking, do you guys like something like the love switch or the kill switch?
Kill switch.
Kill switch is good.
Yeah.
Or just kill switch. Yeah, let's just call it kill switch.
Kill switch.
That's kill switch.
Because kill everybody died.
It's like we're alluding to it in the.
Oh, I like the brothers killed them. The brothers are like, yeah, we did it. Now we can kill ourselves.
And then they're just like, wait, why should we kill ourselves? It's just like, this is the pack that we've written in the very beginning.
For a second, I thought we were going to be like, oh, they didn't fire their weapons. They were too afraid to kill each other.
That's what I thought. And then Alex died, and then both of these. I don't know if you noticed I never said anything, so yeah. he just took them.
Yeah. Right. If a gun's in a scene, it has to go off.
You're right, so right. All right. Who's in our cast?
Yeah, so now that we're done with that story, we are going to start casting some actors and actresses in Kill Switch. Who should be what the fuck was the Abernathy? George
Abernathy.
who should George Abernathy be? I'm thinking, what type of age are we thinking? Like,
I think a little older.
Like an older guy?
40s or 50s, maybe.
Older.
I was imagining, Ty Burrell.
Ty Burrell?
From,
what range? From Modern Family?
Yeah, from Modern Family.
I was thinking maybe like Jeff Bridges or something, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking somebody a little bit more like...
No, see, I wanted somebody who's not so rugged.
Okay.
All right, fuck it.
Jeff Bridges can play Igor, though.
All right.
I was the only thing I was imagining whenever I was Igor from that animated movie. Igor.
Yeah.
Who should Trudy be?
Trudy should be.
Should Trudy be like an older woman?
Yes. Or... Not like older.
Betty White, but like.
Not Betty White.
I'm trying to think.
Betty White's one of the androids that shows up in the very
end. Sure. Betty White commits terrible war crimes.
She's not the one in the child ward, but she does
bad stuff. Yeah, for real. I'm trying to think. I don't know, just somebody who's like Maya Rudolph. No.
Maya Rudolph?
Sure, Maya Rudolph. That works. Okay.
I feel like she'd be a good Trudy.
Okay, good.
And then who plays the Moriarty brothers?
Same person three times.
It should be the same person three times. One's really, yeah, he's really tall, and then one's really short.
It's like in Spy Kids 3 when, what's his name?
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
Should it be Sylvester Stallone plays all the Moriarty brothers? Nah.
No, it should be...
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
It's all three of them.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Who should play? Who else is there?
Is that everybody?
That's pretty much everybody.
The hot dog. I mean,
the hot dog Joe. What's his name? Joe.
No, it's Bill.
I don't remember. He blew up.
Bill.
Bill should be like. I'm trying to think. Who
should be like Barack Obama or some like political? You're like what? Or just somebody that's just like not an actor.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Phil. Dr. Oprah. No. It can't be Oprah.
No.
Probably not.
It can't be Oprah.
That... No, she'd judge. Be dead by the time we film this.
Yeah, that is true.
Where Oprah's dead?
Yeah, Oprah's dead in this time.
Oprah fucking died.
What if it's like a reality TV? Like it's the cake boss. It's the guy who's the cake boss. What's his name?
I don't know. Buddy? I've never watched Cake Boss.
I was gonna say, what if it's that guy from 90 Day Fiance that everybody's talking about?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, the no neck guy.
He's what's making him famous.
Ed.
Yeah.
Big Ed.
Ed.
Big Ed.
He goes by.
We could also do Amy. I'm thinking like Carrie Washington or Viola Davis, maybe.
Who was the other one you said?
Carrie Washington. Yeah, let's do Carrie Washington.
Who's Carrie Washington?
She's from Scandal.
I think I know who she is.
She's in a new show called Little Fires Everywhere that my mom's been watching.
Oh.
She's not who I thought she was.
Who did you think she was?
Oh, no, she is who I thought she was. Never mind.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I looked her up. Okay.
Hi, Alec here. I'm currently editing the podcast, and just to let you know, at this very moment was when my computer, during the recording, decided to kick me out of the Zoom call so I couldn't hear either Jake or Jesse. So, it was literally in this last minute of the podcast. Ugh. Well, enjoy Jake and Jesse trying to cover up for my absentness.
So this has been Screenplay.
Oh, yeah, we got a little distracted. Dude, my hair looks so thin right now. It's ridiculous.
I can see the thinning.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You can follow us on social media at ScreenplayPcast on Twitter and Instagram. You could email us at screenplaypodcasts@gmail.com. And you can follow us individually.
If you have any advertisements and you want to
they're not gonna have us advertise.
If you want us to have you read us our thing on the air, and if you are affiliated at any way with Mars Needs Moms, please send us
an email.
Or Star Wars. All right.
You can follow us individually on Twitter at Jesse Sarowitz.
I'm at Jake Rubin 69.
And Alec is at Electrode.
Real quick, Alec, while editing, is going to slide back in here. At Alec Combs is my Twitter, not at Electrode. At Electrode is my Instagram, though, so if you want to follow me there, that would be much appreciated. All right, back to Jesse and Jake.
You can find those in the description. If you want to, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends. Tweet it. Send us on Instagram.
Or Reddit, or
wherever social media is. Don't message us on Reddit.
All right. And that's it. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Happy quarantine.
I thought you almost said Kwanzaa.
Lightspeed.
And Lightspeed. Pew! A Studio Ghibli film. All right.